Now, Portiunkhula University Hospital has apologised to the family of a woman who died from cervical cancer and acknowledged that there was a missed opportunity to diagnose her illness earlier. 38-year-old Maria Fitzpatrick of Collinstown in County Westmeath died from cervical cancer complications on the 13th of March 2009 at St Luke's Hospital in Dublin. Our reporter Jackie Fox was in court today. Jackie, will you tell us about the background to this case?
Yes, Rachel. In September 2004, Maria Fitzpatrick got a routine smear test. An analysis was sent to Portiunkhula Hospital in Galway. Now, that smear test and another one in 2005 were misreported. In 2006, Maria Fitzpatrick started suffering from abnormal bleeding, and the following year, she was diagnosed with stage 4 terminal cervical cancer. After nearly 2 years of treatment, Maria Fitzpatrick died on the 13th of March 2009. 2009 at St Luke's Hospital in Dublin, leaving her husband Kevin and their 4 sons behind.
What happened today then?
Well, this case was brought before the High Court today, and Senior Counsel Liam Reedy told the court that if Maria Fitzpatrick had been referred for further investigations, it was possible that she could have been cured of an early stage of cancer and that she would be alive today. A statement from Portiunkhula University Hospital was read out in court, and in it the hospital apologised to Maria Fitzpatrick's family and acknowledged that there was a missed opportunity to diagnose her illness earlier, which ultimately led to her death. Now, Maria Fitzpatrick's family were in court for the apology today, including her husband and her 3 surviving sons. Her husband, Kevin Fitzpatrick, told the court that today brings closure, but it doesn't bring back the mother to the little kids. A settlement figure was not disclosed in court.
You spoke to the family afterwards.
That's right, Rachel. Outside the court, Kevin Fitzpatrick, Maria Fitzpatrick's husband, spoke to the media, and he thanked his family and legal team for their support, and he reflected on the case.
People shouldn't have to battle like this. People that suffer enough without having to spend years battling through paperwork and everything else, when they can actually acknowledge what they've done is wrong. It took them a few hours when they sat down and talked to us to acknowledge that they were wrong.
Now, the Fitzpatrick family said that they also wanted to remember their son and brother Darren, who was described as a real mammy's boy. They said Darren struggled after his mother's death and died by suicide 9 years later. Kevin Fitzpatrick also said that he investigated the circumstances surrounding his wife's death following the publicity of the late Vicky Phelan's case. Here's what he had to say about that.
Vicky Phelan, what it came through when she come out, what happened to her, I questioned. I always had something in the back of my mind that there was something wrong. And then we started, and then I contacted Callan and Tansley, and Roger Murray and Niamh said that take it on and they'd see, because it wasn't adding up.
That was Kevin Fitzpatrick, the widower of Maria Fitzpatrick. He was speaking outside the court earlier.